Thanks for coming in. You got delayed by the train a little bit, huh?
I did. Was not expecting that one.
Was it a really long train? There haven't been a lot of them going through here lately.
You know, my definition of long, it was definitely not. I'm used to trains. You get stuck by at least a half hour.
Yeah, you are from Chicago, and people may pick up a little bit of your accent. So there's trains and traffic all the time there. This is nothing for you.
Absolutely not. I love it.
And happy anniversary, I understand. Tell me about that.
Yep. Today is officially my 3-year anniversary with the dispatch.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for doing what you do. Skrypek, and it's spelled Skrzypek. I've never met a Skrypek before. What's the origin of that name, Kelly?
That is Polish.
And very rarely spelled right, I would imagine, or pronounced correctly.
Pronounced correctly is the biggest thing. Had a teacher for 6 years, still cannot say it.
And a Bears fan?
Definitely.
So who did the Bears get last night in the draft?
Well, I can honestly say I haven't followed football much since moving here. Don't watch it that much.
Still cheer for the Bears?
Still cheer for the Bears.
Let's see who they got. Colston Loveland from, and it's a Michigan guy, a tight end. So there you
nice.
Go. How did someone from Chicago end up in Yankton? I'm always curious.
I have a friend that lives out here who's telling me about the perks of being out here, and I've always wanted to get out of Illinois. It's a little crazy over there. I was originally looking to move here with Amazon, and that kind of guy kept pushing out, so I was looking for other things. I knew a couple people back home that did dispatch, talked to them. I was like, you know, let's give it a shot, and love my job.
Still have family back in Chicago, though?
I do.
What is it, like about 8 hours to get back there?
Straight through, yeah, about 8.
So you had a friend here, you were thinking Amazon, and you ended up in dispatch. How did that all happen? How did the dispatch opportunity present itself?
All honesty, I was just looking around. It was an open job position, and I was like, you know, that could be interesting. And like I said, I talked to a couple people that did it, and just from hearing from it, I was like, you know what? Let's give it a go. And like I said, would not change it for the world.
What are a couple of words that would maybe describe the world of dispatch? If you were explaining it to someone using just a word or two, what would you use?
It could be kind of like the calm in the storm.
Variety.
It is. Or there on people's worst days. Has an added stress to it that, you know, you try to be the calm for them.
And you just had dispatch week. Was it last week?
Correct. All last week was telecommunicators week.
Did you feel lifted up? Did you get treated to anything? Did you get celebrated?
We got lots and lots of treats. Usually, nice. You know, fire department, EMS, they all come in, but even people from the public will drop stuff off for us. It feels nice to be appreciated.
So are you a daytime dispatcher, a nighttime, overnights? Does it go back and forth?
I do daytime dispatching, and for the most part, we're pretty consistent. I mean, if somebody takes off, we might switch around a bit, but for the most part, we're pretty set on what shifts we work.
Is there like a lead dispatcher, like someone that's kind of on top of everybody else?
Yep, that would be Julia. She's our
That's what
head
I
boss.
Guessed. Julia's been in here a few times. She's great.
Yes, she is. Awesome boss.
And how many total dispatchers does Yankton have?
I want to say we were at 12. We just hired one.
Okay.
So she's in training. She's got a nice 3 months to go.
And you would recommend it to somebody, anybody?
I'd say it takes a special personality. Just
all right. Well, then let me go right into the next question. What kind of personality, what really lends itself well to this position?
You have to be somebody that can deal with, at times, high stress and be okay where you can still think level-headed and get things across, putting information together really quickly. You know, when you pick up that phone, you don't know what you're getting, but if it's someone that needs emergent help, you need to be able to pull out that information as quickly as possible and give it to whether it's EMS, fire, or the law enforcement, and give them a quick synopsis of what you got going on so you can at least get them headed there. And then obviously once you get them headed there, you can still collect some more information depending on what the caller is as far as their stress level. You can try to get them to calm down to be in a little bit more of a state where they can give you information. Sometimes the most you get is just, I need you here at this address. So trying to get them to do that. So you need to kind of have that calming voice to try to pull them back into the state where you can collect what's going on. And
so do you go through a lot of training, a lot of continuing education?
Yep. So our training, I believe, is 3 months. And you kind of bounce around a little to get seeing what everybody does. You do some on the night shift, you do day shift, and then there is monthly trainings that we do to kind of keep up on it. And then you do have to go to Pierre for 2 weeks to do the official training for the state. But it's kind of a continued thing that you're never really done.
Do you get some calls that are like, boy, you really are abusing 911. This is not an emergency call. Do you get some of those?
We do.
Okay.
We do. Emergencies come through on the normal line and we'll get 911 calls. And it's like, oh, can I do a control burn? And it's like, how would you call us on the normal line?
Is there a penalty or a punishment for that kind of misuse of 911?
I know there technically is one, but it's more so for people who are repetitively going through and calling 911 when it's not necessary or false reporting. But for the most part, it's only if you were repetitively doing it. We're not going to, the first time you do it, be like, hey.
So we see dispatchers in the movies. Is that close to what it's like? Do they dramatize it? Do they Hollywood it up? Or is it pretty accurate as to kind of the life you lead?
Kind of depends on what the setting is. Sometimes it is, you know, a lot going on. You have the radio going. You have the person on the phone. You have normal lines still ringing in. And then there's other times that it's, you know, can be fairly calm as far as, you know, you just got the normal line ringing, nothing crazy. But there are times that it's, some people will walk in and they'll be like, I don't know how you do that. How do you keep straight when they're talking on the radio and you're on the phone and a bunch of other things going on?
You'd probably be really good at this job. You'd be great in radio, right? And maybe less stress too.
I mean, I always joke with people and tell them that this job to me is way less stressful than my previous job. It comes in spurts. There are times where it's like, okay, that was a higher one. But honestly, to me, it's not as stressful as like most people would think, but that's just my personality.
Do sometimes you need to maybe talk to someone after your shift is done? Like if you had a really high stress call, like you got to, you know, get yourself right a little bit?
Yeah, so we have each other to talk to. And then if there are big incidences, we will have like a debrief where everyone that was like involved in that is more than welcome to come and just kind of talk through what happened, talk through what you're feeling, just to get it out there. And then we do have resources as far as if you need, you know, to talk to somebody on a regular basis or something to help us through any stressful or any form of situations.
Getting back to the movie angle, do you have a favorite dispatch movie? I mean, there have been some.
You know, I like The Call.
Oh, that's mine too. Well, I like Halle Berry, but yep. Just that movie, you know, and the flagpole clinking and yep. That creepy guy. And that was really quite something.
That was, yes.
Thankfully, and there are others, but I would say The Call's my favorite too.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Let's wrap it up with this question. What is it good for people to know when they call 911? I know sometimes they're just in a sheer panic and there's not much to think about, but if somebody ever does have to call 911, what's some good advice for them?
So a lot of times people will be on us like, you need to get the ambulance head or whatever. There's always two of us working. So if someone's on the phone talking with you, I can guarantee you their partner is dispatching the call out, getting you help sent your way. The person on the phone is focused on getting you what you need, collecting the information, while our partner is getting you the help you need, sending them that way and relaying the information to them.
Thanks for doing what you do, Kelly. Thanks for coming in. Really enjoyed meeting you.
Thanks. It was nice to meet you too.
And it's nice to know there are some Pleasant Bears fans out there in the world. I hope Yankton continues to be a great place for you, and best wishes.
Thank you.